理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 5, Preview. In a market-driven economy, the splendid tradition of student poverty is becoming less fashionable. And, as every student is painfully aware, scholarships have a sad tendency not to keep up with the cost of living. As a result, more and more students all over the world are facing the same problem: how to balance work and school. The passages you're going to read in this unit examine not only the down-to-earth realities of finding a job and working your way through school, but also how difficult, and sometimes humorous, it can be to separate academic theory from the demands of the working world.
Text A. Holding on to a dream. While preparing to graduate from high school in 1987,Priscilla Vasquez waited anxiously for her letter from the University of Washington, hoping she would be the first person in her family to attend college. When the acceptance letter arrived, she was overjoyed. There was just one problem. The University of Washington didn't have any grant money to give Priscilla. It offered her only a small loan and expected her family to come up with the rest. My family was making enough money to get by,But not enough to pay that much for me to go to school, she said. Priscilla called the financial aid office for advice. They told her that prospective students seeking more financial aid are eligible only if they have lived apart from their parents for a minimum of 2 years. During that time, their parents cannot have claimed them as a dependent on the family tax forms. Hearing this,I was totally stunned, Priscilla recalls. I realized I was going to have to take some time off, work, become financially independent from my parents, and then reapply to school. Postponing my dream hurt, but it was the only possibility. Within a month, Priscilla had found a job at a restaurant and moved into a cheap apartment in a poor neighborhood of Seattle.She also signed up for a job training program in the city to learn to be a secretary. It was a hard lifestyle to adjust to. I got up at 6 a.m. for a long commute to school, finished class at 2 p.m., started work at 3, got off my shift at 11 p.m., and then I came back home and collapsed. Priscilla soon found that her restaurant job just didn't pay enough for her to make ends meet.So I went to the landlord of my apartment building and asked if there was any cleaning work I could do. Since he felt sorry for me, he agreed to give me 30 hours a month. The job training program was designed to last 6 months. Priscilla finished it in 4. They taught me various office skills and word processing programs. I also learned to answer the phone in an office setting and write proper business letters, she said.The program helped Priscilla find employment as a secretary with a small company. It was my first decent job, she says. I was 19 years old, living on my own, and making $15,000 a year. Priscilla reapplied to the University of Washington and was accepted. She qualified for financial aid because she had been independent from her parents for more than 2 years.As of the fall of 1990, Priscilla was finally a college student, working full-time during the day as a secretary and going to school full-time at night. Balancing work and school was difficult. I was staying up late studying and going to work early every morning. I was having a hard time concentrating in class and a hard time on the job because I was so tired, she says.But she ended up with 2 A's in her first semester anyway. Priscilla decided to pursue an archaeology major, and in the summer of 1992, she got her first opportunity to really test out her interest in the subject. The Archaeological Field School of Washington State University was sponsoring a summer research project at a site alongside the Snake River in Washington.Priscilla threw herself into the work, and the project supervisors were impressed. At the end of the summer, one of the professors offered her a job. He said, "We just got a contract for a project in North Dakota. We want to hire you if you're willing to take a semester off from school." The offer was a diversion from Priscilla's pursuit of her BA. But by then, I no longer doubted that I would ultimately finish school, so I felt comfortable grabbing this opportunity, she says. When the North Dakota project ended, Priscilla moved to California, where she could live rent-free with one of her brothers. "I ended up working three jobs, trying to make as much money as I could," she recalls. "I was tired of working full-time and being a full-time student. My goal was to save enough money to let me go back to school, study full-time, and work only part-time." Priscilla's brother ran a house cleaning service, and he agreed to give her work. And she decided to enroll at a local community college where the tuition was much cheaper. Priscilla took some art classes, she was an amateur photographer, and helped organize a gallery exhibit of students' artwork, including her own. In the spring of 1994, she graduated from Wenatchee Valley College with a two-year Associate of Arts degree. After graduating, Priscilla applied to the University of Washington once more. She was accepted and enrolled in the fall of 1994. Not having to work so many hours allowed her to make school her priority. "This was such a luxury, I was almost sorry to graduate," Priscilla laughs. "But I was awarded my BA in January of 1996. As Priscilla looks back on her years of struggle to make her dream come true, she is cautiously encouraging toward others working their way through school. "To balance work and school, you have to know yourself," she says. "You have to know what you can take and what you can't take. You need a lot of discipline, and you have to stay focused even when you run into barriers and distractions and delays. But mostly, you need determination. If you get put down once, just get back up there and keep fighting."
New words. Overjoyed.
Loan.
Financial aid.
Prospective.
Eligible.
Minimum.
Minimal.
Claim.
Dependent.
Reapply.
Postpone.
Job training.
Landlord.
Word processing.
Setting.
Employment.
Unemployment.
Archaeology.
Field school.
Opportunity.
Sponsor.
Alongside.
Diversion.
Ultimately.
Ultimate.
Rent free.
Rent.
Enroll.
Tuition.
Photographer.
Photograph.
Gallery.
Exhibit.
Artwork.
Associate degree.
Associate of Art degree.
Priority.
Prior.
Luxury.
Cautiously.
Cautious.
Caution.
Distraction.
Determination.
Text B, The Soft Sell by Art Buchwald. One of the problems with today's economy is that it's very hard to find young people who are good salesmen. Many students coming out of college are more interested in a customer's motivation than they are in closing a sale. They also have a tendency to be too honest, which can play havoc in the retail business. A friend of mine has a dress shop here in Georgetown, and she told me of the problems she had with a young lady, a psychology major, whom she had hired as a sales girl. This, in essence, is what happened. The first day a lady came into the store and the sales girl, let us call her Miss Brampton, asked if she could be of help. "I'd like a suit for the fall," the lady said. "What price range?" Miss Brampton asked. "It doesn't make any difference," the lady replied. Well, let me ask you this question. Do you want the suit because you need it, or have you just had a fight with your husband and are trying to get even by making a very expensive purchase? I beg your pardon, the lady said. Perhaps you suspect he has a girlfriend and you think this is the only way you can get back at him. I have no idea what you're talking about, the customer said. Spending money in anger is a very expensive form of hostility. My advice to you is to think it over for a few days. Try to patch up your differences. Buying a new suit won't save your marriage. Thank you very much, the customer said coldly, and left the store. She's angry with me now, Miss Brampton told the dress shop owner, but in a week she'll be grateful I talked her out of it. My friend, the shop owner, decided to let the incident pass. But that afternoon, another customer came in, and Miss Brampton asked if she could be of help. The lady said, I need something really exciting. I'm going to the Kennedy Center, and I want a dress that will knock everyone dead. Miss Brampton said, We have some lovely evening dresses over here for insecure people. Insecure people? Oh, yes. Didn't you know that clothes are one of the main ways women compensate for insecurity? I'm not insecure, the lady said angrily. Then why do you want to knock them dead at the Kennedy Center? Why can't you be accepted for yourself instead of what you wear? You're a very attractive person, and you have an inner beauty you try to disguise. I can sell you a new dress that will attract attention, but then you would never know if it was you or the dress that made people stop and stare. By this time, the dress shop owner decided to step in. Miss Brampton, if the lady wants an evening dress, let her see our evening dresses. No, the customer said, your girl is right. Why spend $500 to get a few compliments from people who really don't care what I wear? Thank you for helping me, young lady. It's true I've been insecure all these years and didn't even know it. The customer walked out of the store. The last straw for the dress store owner took place an hour later when a college student came in to buy a miniskirt, and Miss Brampton gave her 30 minutes on women's lib and then said, All you do when you buy miniskirts is to become a sex object. That night, the dress shop owner put a sign in the window, Help wanted. No psychology majors need apply.
New words. Tendency.
Psychology.
Essence.
Suspect.
Patch.
Grateful.
Insecure.
Secure.
Compensate.
Compensation.
Insecurity.
Inner.
Disguise.
Compliment.
Straw.
Miniskirt.
Liberation.
Sex.
Sexual.